系的。 这。
Boys, look in the chat. Live chat turns people into single-digit IQs. They think they're being funny. They think they're hoping to get a little bit of validation. So these cretins amongst us, these Jeffreys, will sit there, Control-C, Control-V, 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 hoping to get the smallest amount of validation. Fucking cretins. Like, literally, have a look at their names. They want this validation in a sense of like, oh, guys, the chat's being racist. Who cares, bro? Who cares? Fucking... Guess what, boys? See the name of every single person who's spamming some weird shit right now. They have less than $1,000 in their bank account. That's all you gotta say. Every single time there's a live stream, specifically, you wanna know something with live chat. Live chat turns people stupid for the creator and also for the commenters. Everyone loses at least half their intelligence when there's the concept of live chat. This is why don't read this shit. I've got comments disabled, I've got thumbnails disabled, I can't even see views on YouTube because I refuse to be fucking molested, manipulated by this social media technology. I refuse to see, like, this is the only time I've actually seen comments, and I'm specifically trying not to even look at them because people turn so fucking weird online. I would say, like, imagine what these people who are spamming, and, you know, just in general, like the trolls and everything, imagine what they'd be like in real life. But they don't really go outside. Now, I'm not getting a chat moderator because it's always funny seeing the same few people spam for like 2 hours straight. It's always just, at first it used to make me feel sad for them. Now I just kind of realize that there's tiers of men, and these guys are in like the wall comer tier, the bottom 20%. They spend their time genuinely, like, ejaculating on their wall. Wall comers, boys. Always wall comers. Wall comers. Oh, I'm done, man. My head's killing now. See that fucking bicep? Fuck me. Look at that, boys. This is why I stopped using Discord, you know, boys. I think this space, internet, Discord, social media, I think it literally just fries people's brains. Like, these guys, they think they're humorous. They think everyone's here. Like, oh, God, these guys are funny, man. Control C, Control V, am I right, boys? It's fucking, it makes me cringe. The internet just ruins people's brains. This is why I just don't spend much time on the internet these days. Because when you speak to people, including, I'm not going to lie, like, slightly being offensive to you. But the reason why I don't even look at comments on my videos, because most people are stupid. Yourself included, right? You're probably not as successful as you hope to be. You're probably not that intelligent. You're probably not that wealthy just yet. And so to seeing people's comments, it influences you, because you see these, when you read a comment, you actually read it out in your brain, and it's like your brain kind of just adopts that level of thinking. I've banned them all now. It didn't actually take that long, but it's just, you shouldn't be looking at online content, especially not where people are stupid. This is why I just said this to my coach yesterday. I've disabled all the comments. Like, you can still comment, but I just don't look at it. I've disabled those, including like so I can't see them, right? And the idea behind it is, I can't see views on YouTube, no one's views. I can't see any subscribers, including my own. Or if I click on another channel, I can't see their subscribers. I can't see views of any video, including mine or anyone else's. If you guys are interested in this, you'll genuinely change your life if you get this. It's all for free and it'll take you literally 30 seconds. Maybe after this live stream, I'll share exactly what I did. And if you want to do the exact same thing, you can disable a lot of YouTube features, so you literally can't even see comments, you can't see views, you can't see subscriber counts, you can't see thumbnails. And guess what will happen when you set all that up? You will literally stop watching most of the YouTubers that you're addicted to. When you can't see their disgusting thumbnails that grab your attention like a little Jeffrey, and you're looking at them with prey eyes, when you can't see that, you stop watching the shit YouTubers who aren't even helping you. Suddenly it's like you unsubscribe to most self-improvement channels, most educational channels. You unsubscribe to every single finance channel, since they're usually shit videos. The top 5 ways to make, fuck you. $500 a day, passive income, seven side hustles to make $3,000 a day. Go fuck yourself, you prick. Fucking finance YouTubers, bro. I'm gonna make a video about them today. Just shouting at the people who click on it, because I'm going to clickbait it. Like, oh, the top 5 side hustle passive incomes to make $17,000 every 36 seconds. I'm literally just going to start swearing at the person who clicks on it. Like, this is why you're broke. You're clicking on bullshit like this. You didn't expect to click on this video today, you dumbass. So I'll share the things that I use as a community post soon after when I'm done working out. It'll take you literally like 2 minutes to implement everything. You'll never see a YouTube thumbnail again. YouTube looks fucking boring when you have all of these things enabled. There's one that someone's spamming right now called Unhook, but there's way more. I've got like 7 different extensions, which you have to use all of them at the same time. And now YouTube is like completely dopamine free. I can't see views, I can't see subscriber counts, can't see thumbnails, can't see comments, can't see likes, can't see anything. All I can see is just fucking text. That's it. There's everyone's saying the extension names. I've got like 8 different extensions. You have to use them together. So I've messed around with the settings. And with all of them together, that's how it works. It's so fucking good. I go on YouTube now. And if you're a creator as well, if you're a YouTuber, it'll really help your mental health because you don't see like the views and stuff. But also the ones I've got specifically for the YouTubers. You know, who's a YouTuber here? Spam 1 if you've made a YouTube video. Spam 1 if you've made a YouTube video, and spam 2 if you've never made a YouTube video. You don't plan to ever make YouTube videos. Yeah, lots of YouTubers here. Mostly YouTubers. I would have expected, yeah, everyone's made at least one video or something. So if you're a YouTuber, you know when you go onto YouTube Studio, it kind of messes with your mental health because you see your last video's performance and it shows you like 1 out of 10, 10 out of 10. And if it says 1 out of 10, this fireworks, it's the best video of the last 10. And you get all the dopamine. But if you see 10 out of 10, it's the worst video, and you see it and your day gets ruined and you think, oh, so I'm not worthy of love then, I guess. And so the extensions I've got, it blocks that. So you can't even, there's no latest video performance. And it also blocks the comments on the same screen. So you're literally just protected from the bullshit dopamine that comes from YouTube. I don't know why they've got a lot of this, but I guess it's just addictive. You literally spend, honestly, a solid hour less on YouTube every single day. And very nicely, do you know when you click on it, who does this, you click on a video and within a few seconds you start scrolling down to the comments without even like realizing you were doing it? When you get the extensions I'm about to share, you'll realize you're doing it so often, and it'll stop because you literally won't be able to see any comments, or just stop, and you'll realize how often you're doing it without even like knowing consciously that you were trying to scroll down. Does that make sense? Like, you'll try to scroll to the comments and it just won't work, and you'll be like, man, I'm like, why did I just scroll down 7 times during this video? So sharing this is gonna probably mean that I get less views or some shit, but fuck it, save like an hour of your day. Whew. Man, I've got a headache, man. I think I'm done now. What else can I do? I'll do some shrugs and then call it a day. Also, you've seen this leanness, man. Look at that. Look at the fucking... Can you see the kettle? Oh, sorry, it's hard to set up, boys. Some budget ass productions. Okay, I'm going inside now. See you later, boys. You can keep an eye out on my on the community tab if you want to see the things. In a bit, boys.